Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the My World of Skincare podcast. On this podcast, we will dive deep into the world of skincare, unpacking the secrets to unlocking your best beautiful skin. I'm your host, Makeba Lyons, your friendly neighborhood licensed esthetician with over a decade of experience working with skin and helping my clients and people like you discover their best beautiful skin. Get ready. We're about to embark on a journey to discover your best skin ever. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the My World of Skincare podcast. I am your host, Makeba Lyons, and welcome to episode number 5, Skincare Essentials Through the Ages, part 1. We're going to be discussing what your skin needs in your 20s and 30s. So first, I'll start with a little skin physiology of what the skin is doing in the 20s. So in your 20s, this is probably the best time for you to have the most amount of collagen that your skin is going to have in your life. Although, you know, everyone's got their different skin type in their 20s, the conversation is going to focus more on the essentials, like what you need to do in order to maintain healthy, good skin for what your skin is doing in the 20s. First and foremost, we're going to lead with sun protection. So sun protection is probably one of the biggest things that you're going to want to focus on in your 20s because you want to preserve as much good skin as possible in your 20s, because that's going to be the skin condition that you have in your 20s will carry you through to the rest of your life. So when you get to your 40s, in your 50s, if your skin quality is good in your 20s, you're most likely going to have a good skin quality in your later years, in your 40s and beyond. So good sun protection. So you want to be using sun protection every single day in your skincare routine. This is not just for like going to the beach or like being out in the outdoors. Sun protection, meaning you want to be using a good moisturizer that has at least a sun protection factor of 30 or higher in your daily moisturizing routine. And what this is going to do is this is going to prevent the skin from premature aging. It's going to prevent the skin from possible skin cancers. You want to apply the sunscreen all over your face. You want to drag it down to your neck. Also treat your chest and your hands. So think about using sunscreen as a preservative or a prevention method. Just want to preface that Khloe Kardashian, who's now in her 40s, just recently had a little melanoma removed from her cheek. So these are the types of things that, not to say she didn't use SPF, but you just want to be mindful that using the sunscreen is going to be the preventative aspect of helping your skin to, number one, stay young for as long as possible, and number two, prevent or decrease the possible chance of skin cancer. So that's sun protection. And you want to actually reapply it when you're at the beach and things like that. So when you're actually being exposed to direct sun, the reapplication of the sunscreen is essential and pretty important. All right, moving on. So if you are in your 20s and you're dealing with acne, acne management would be the second thing that I would say would be the most important thing to be working on in your 20s. So you want to get control of your acne. Acne could be caused for a number of reasons. In our 20s, that tends to be the childbearing age, 20s and 30s. So you could be starting your family at this stage and your hormones can just kind of be a little bit unpredictable due to you starting a family. You could be experiencing issues with getting pregnant. So there could be some IVF issues that are affecting your skin. And so we want to consider all of that under the umbrella of acne management. You could have just been struggling with acne even as a teen, and it's still following you into your 20s. So acne management would be the second thing you want to take care of. Just because acne scars are one of the things that is prevalent with the management of acne, and just getting the skin quality the best that it can be, all while dealing with acne. So acne management, I'd say, is number two. And then the third thing would be to use proper hydration in your skincare. So keeping a healthy barrier, making sure that your skin is properly hydrated with using products that are going to help your barrier stay protected. So that's your hyaluronics and things like that. And then you also want to be careful and mindful of keeping the proper hydration levels in your body, drinking the proper amount of water, not drinking too much alcohol, not drinking too much coffee. A lot of those things will pull moisture from the skin, and then you'll deal with some issues with barrier and losing moisture through the skin. So that's hydration. And the fourth aspect would be your 20s and 30s is a time where you can begin to work on some anti-aging. So in your 20s, I would recommend that you start using some form of antioxidant. Most people choose to use a vitamin C serum or a vitamin C cream, something like that. There's other antioxidants on the market that will also help to support the skin. Antioxidants help to support the skin and fight environmental free radical damage. So it works in tandem with a SPF. So I would highly recommend that you would also start an anti-aging serum of some sort in your 20s and 30s. And then just be very consistent with your skincare routine. I would also say do a makeup fast for those of you who might be in jobs or just, you know, have a personal habit of wearing makeup every day. You like to wear a full face of makeup, no judgment, nothing wrong with that at all. But I'm like one of these people that I think it's important that you allow your skin to breathe, and doing a makeup fast is one of the ways that you can do that. So just don't wear any sort of like foundation or concealer or anything like that on the weekends. Give yourself, you know, 3 days or something like that to go makeup free, let the skin breathe and reset, and then, you know, go back to your normal habits. But using a consistent skincare routine and doing a makeup fast, those are just some extra little tidbits that you can do to have healthy skin. And your 20s can be a time of, you're in college, you could be in grad school, you could be just starting your life on your own. You're very social, you've moved out of your parents' home, you might have some roommates, and so you're building your life, and there could be a lot of nightlife activity, just depending on what kind of person you are. But I say all of that to say, do not sleep in your makeup. That is a big, big, big no-no. And that will do more harm to your skin and your pores in the long run if you make it a habit of sleeping in your makeup. So just want to throw that out there. And I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but practice that one as much as you can. So our 20s and 30s, essentially, the recommendations that I'm giving are essentially the same for both age groups, 20s and 30s. But I will say that collagen production tends to slow down in the late 20s and onward. So that's kind of a doom and gloom statement that I just made. But there are studies that show that collagen production does tend to decline in our late 20s. And so as you're approaching your late 20s, going into the 30s, stress management is going to be another thing that you're going to want to look at. And then you're also going to want to think about incorporating or start using a retinol in your skincare as well, because retinols, what they do is they go in and they stimulate collagen and elastin through the skin. And that's going to give you some extra time to, you know, keep rebuilding your collagen and elastin in these final days where the collagen and elastin starts to decrease somewhere between 1 and 3% every year going into your 30s, 40s, and 50s. So retinol would be the thing to start using in your late 20s and beyond. But I would work with someone who can put you on a good skincare regimen and coach you to properly use retinol in your skincare routine, because it's not just meant to be used, you know, any old kind of way. You want to use a retinol in a very precise and specific way. So I would recommend that. And I would also recommend that you see a skincare professional. So whether you're seeing a skincare professional like an esthetician every month, someone who is treating your skin and helping you reach your skincare goals on a monthly basis or on a quarterly basis, highly recommend. I also recommend that you see a dermatologist to get your annual melanoma checks or checks for your moles and things that could be growing on the body. And this is super important because that is the way that you can flag for some skin cancers. And that's just, there's really no other way to get that done other than going in annually and seeing a dermatologist for those kinds of checks. So I highly recommend seeing both an esthetician and a dermatologist. Okay, so talking about collagen loss in our late 20s and onward, studies show that we tend to lose some of our collagen starting around our late 20s, going into our 30s and beyond. And from that point, we begin to lose about 1% of collagen each year we age. So just to recap what we talked about today, we spoke about sun protection, managing acne, making sure our hydration levels are where they need to be for a healthy skin barrier, using anti-aging serums, being consistent with our skincare, taking a makeup fast, possibly, not sleeping in our makeup, managing our stress, collagen production, and seeing skincare professional, whether that's an esthetician or a dermatologist for our annual checkup. So guys, that's it. That's all I have for you today. Make sure you stay with me for part two, where I'm going to go ahead and talk about the same thing, the essentials for your 40s and 50s. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what you can do to replenish collagen, because that's pretty much the main thing that we do during that time, going to our 30s and onward. But in our 40s and 50s, we focus heavy on collagen production and doing all the things to make sure we can maintain or make new collagen at that time in our lives. And it's not just through doing skincare. There's other things that we can do too. So stay with me and join me on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I do encourage you to take a peek at my Instagram at Memorial Skincare. I've got a lot of freebies there if you want to dive deeper into the content that I'm offering. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon in the treatment room. Well, my beautiful friends, can you believe this episode has come to an end? I hope you heard something new, interesting, and fresh today that can help you on your skincare journeys. Let's stay connected. I would love it if you could join our Instagram community at Memorial Skincare. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you loved what you heard, don't forget to rate, follow, and leave a glowing review, just like the skin we aim for. I'm your host, Makeba Lyons, sending you beautiful skincare vibes, and we'll see you soon in the treatment room.